A judge has convicted anti-abortion extremist James Kopp of the murder of a Buffalo, New York abortion provider. Kopp admitted he shot Dr. Barnett Slepian in 1998. Slepian was killed in his kitchen by a single bullet from a high-powered rifle.
Most anti-abortion activists condemn violent tactics like Kopp's, but they insist that nonviolent protest is vital to their movement, and they are savoring their recent 8-1 victory at the Supreme Court. In February, the court struck down the use of federal racketeering laws to prosecute abortion protesters. The case took 17 years to go through the courts, and now abortion protesters are encouraging supporters that it's time to organize and get back out on the streets. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
Back in the 1980s, thousands of abortion protesters chained themselves to clinics to try to shut them down. The National Organization for Women sued some of these anti-abortion leaders, asserting that by disrupting business at clinics, the protesters were guilty of extortion. The lower courts agreed, but the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the ruling, saying that the protesters were not racketeers or extortionists because they had not obtained any real property. Many abortion protesters say the threat of facing huge judgments, including triple damages, has been a kind of sledgehammer that has squelched their movement. Joseph Scheidler, who was charged in the case, is the head of the Pro-Life Action League in Chicago.
People are going to say, I have been nervous. I've been afraid to come out. I've been afraid to go to the abortion clinic. That cloud has been lifted. That restriction has been lifted. We won. See, we won some of our freedoms back, and everybody's beginning to see this.
This case has been hounding us. We've been called everything from racketeers to bombers and arsonists and so forth.
In California, Director of Operation Rescue West, Troy Newman, says the passion for protesting at clinics is coming back.
People that got involved in the late 80s and the early 90s, the white-collar, middle-of-the-road folks, they thought they might lose their house or their job because of the threats and intimidation from the NOW. These people are starting to come back and say, you know what, it was right to rescue, it was right to block the entrances of abortion clinic facilities, and we're going to let our voices be heard once again.
Not so fast, say some legal experts. The Federal Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Law, known as FACE, prevents any non-peaceful protests at clinics. The FACE law provides criminal penalties, large fines, and punitive damages. But it doesn't hold the same kind of threat as the racketeering law did, according to longtime anti-abortion activists, including Keith Tusey in Pennsylvania.
The Scheidler case, was all built on these conspiracies, and basically, the abortion industry identify conspiracy as any two people that believe the same thing and do the same thing, whether they're related together or they know one another. Even if that was not a violation of law, the fact that there was a conspiracy underlining it made you liable, which, obviously is an awful big lasso.
Abortion rights groups, including Planned Parenthood and the National Organization for Women, say it was a blow to lose both the racketeering case and an injunction that prohibited some anti-abortion leaders from traveling to cities across the country. President of NOW, Kim Gandy.
No doubt at some clinics there will be more people because this win, if you will, by our opponents has emboldened them to some degree to reinvigorate their movement. Whether they will be violent, I don't know. But if they are, we will be prepared for them.
NOW is developing a nationwide network of attorneys to enforce the federal clinic access law. Anti-abortion groups are also organizing. Joe Scheidler in Chicago says he's received thousands of calls, emails, and letters from people ready to return to the clinics. Scheidler is sending out videotapes, a how-to guide to so-called sidewalk counseling in front of clinics.
So I'm thinking about becoming a sidewalk counselor, but I'm a little nervous about it because I've heard that it's an illegal activity.
Sidewalk counseling is not an illegal activity. In fact, it's not only lawful, but constitutionally protected under the First Amendment.
In April in New York, anti-abortion groups plan to picket with poster-sized graphic abortion photos. Other activists are planning several large rallies this spring and summer in Illinois, North Carolina, and Mississippi. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.